Dan Carlin. A native of the Portland system moves to the Argentina system, unaware of the threats his values will encounter.
Ooh, I'm so excited after months of being here. I'm invited to my first party with the locals tonight. Want to make a good impression, so I better start preparing now. Party's in an hour. What the hell is that? What is that? What is that music? Let me go see. What the hell? A hooded man appeared out of nothing and you're sitting on my couch? Who are you?
I'm Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, that rhymes with Argentina.
I know.
Oh, well, what can I do for your senior emperor?
I'm afraid that if you go on time to the party, it won't be quite operational.
So, what do you suggest I do?
Be impunctual, I beg you. Go take a nap.
That's good advice, thanks. You know, I really like this restaurant, but I already had beef 2 days ago, and you know, my stomach is a little bit queasy. I think I'm gonna go for the...
No, no.
Oh, hey, Emperor, what are you doing here?
No, you must choose the beef. It gives you focus, makes you stronger. I will order for you.
Oh, you know, that's so gracious of you. Thank you so much.
He will have the beef empanadas for a starter, a steak, and a meat pie as a side dish. If there is anything left, you ask for a doggy bag and have the leftovers.
Yes, Master? Wow, about time I got a haircut.
Sí, la verdad que sí. ¿Cómo lo quieres, flaco?
Well, you know, I think I'm just going to take a little bit off the top and then maybe a little bit off the side. Emperor, what are you doing here? Like, I'm seeing you everywhere now.
My young apprentice. This is the haircut you should choose, the one I'm using.
You know, mullets aren't very fashionable anymore. They kind of went out in the 80s, according to Shanky Council.
You see through the lies of the Shankies. Get a mullet haircut and complete your journey to the Argentine side.
Yes, my master. Córteme el pelo en estilo mullet, por favor.
Is the local BA Cast, the Buenos Aires podcast.
Episode 13, December 30th, 2010.
Today we'll be chamujando about individualistic attitudes expressed in street behavior.
And the last law of mate.
And the expat chat will introduce a great figure of the expat community and an about-to-be BA Cast collaborator.
We have to mention that we forgot to thank Jed Rothenberg of Landing Pad BA for mentioning BA Cast as one of the best new businesses of 2010.
Remember that all episodes and language companions or cheat sheets are available at bacast.com.
And we're also available on iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's
www.twitter.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Anuva Wines, anuvawines.com.
The laws, of mate. Saying the yerba's run out means let's have sex.
Yerba no hay, there is no yerba. It's like an innuendo for I want to have sex with you.
The laws.
Yerba no hay, I don't see the connection at all.
Mate.
Yerba no hay comes from a campo expression. Between couples. They would say in a balmy afternoon, in a siesta afternoon, they would say, okay, what do we do?
Tomamos un mate.
O cogemos.
Right.
Yerba no hay. There is no yerba. So
right.
That leaves us
that
only
leaves
with
us
one
with
option.
Coger.
Exactly.
That's it. That's the only option. reading a book, checking email, forget it.
If you enjoy the laws of Mate, let us tell you that in 2011
will be the laws of Asado.
What about the laws of Afip? That's another good idea.
No, those are actually written down already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a copy.
You have to go to www.afip.com/.
Yeah.
Guion.
The expats of Buenos Aires have their say. This is the Expat Chat.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lawrence Weiner, former resident of the state of California. I was born in Neenan, Oklahoma, and I have lived in Argentina for the last 20 years. It'll be in March of 2011. I came here in March of 1991. There was still not even in the offing the technology of today of social networking. I remember receiving cutouts of the New York Times or the Los Angeles Times from friends and family that were a week or 2 weeks old and pouring through them. And I remember that one of the greatest gifts that I would ever give myself for a birthday present or just because I was feeling so lonely would be to buy the New York Times edition, which you could find at one of the kiosks that was located in Plaza San Martin at that time. And it would be the week's edition from the prior week. I would get the Sunday newspaper from the preceding week, and I would just make that last as long as I could. Of course, there was no internet. There was nothing that you would be able to get the news faster. And just being able to devour a home country magazine or newspaper was a lot of fun, even if it was a week old at that time.
That was the Lawrence Weiner, Abogado a las Estrellas, here in Argentina.
Abogado, the star, lawyer of the stars.
Yeah, Abogado a las Estrellas, to the stars.
To the stars, okay.
Yeah. He will help in many different ways, and he will be our red tape cutter on BA Cast, giving our audience legal advice.
That will be in 2011, 2011, of course.
Watch out! Chamulleros chamullando. Chamulleros talking crap. Bullshitters chamullando. Ahora, chamullamos.
Every day I promise to stop at least one stoplight, and that will have been better than yesterday.
Yeah, we're the most individualistic of all when it comes to that.
Yeah, and it's really ironic because I think that the way that a lot of... It's ironic in the sense that there are so many other cultural things that you do that are so group-oriented. Mate is so group-oriented. Asado is so group-oriented.
We have public university.
Whole government is situated to be socialist and to be sort of for the group and for the majority. Yet as individuals, you act incredibly individualistic.
We don't care about our dogs shitting on the sidewalks. We don't care about...
Walking out of the game today, I was watching the game today over at another place, and I'm walking home only six blocks. Everybody's dog was pissing on the street at the same time. Because, of course, everyone had their dog cooped up inside for the whole time.
They try to, for example, they try to introduce bikes to encourage people to ride bikes and replace cars and open bike tracks. Mm-hmm. Immediately after, you have motorbikes driving along the bike tracks. You have cars parking on the bike tracks.
Right.
People complaining about what is this for? They need this space for my huge car.
Exactly.
I don't care about. I mean, what is this?
Yeah.
You go to ride a bike to the park.
Right. It's like on a two-lane street, you know, where someone needs to drop something off or pick their kid up from school or something like that. And they'll just park their car, double park it in the middle of the street, and now there's only one lane. They're like, God, do you know that you can't park here? Yes. So why did you park here? Well, you know, I'm in a hurry. I gotta pick my kid up from school or whatever.
Yeah, with a valisa, you know, with the emergency lights of the car, we fix everything.
Oh, exactly.
Exactly.
I just turn on my emergency lights.
Hey. Beat 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever.
Or all day.
Wow, I hope you stop. Johnny, be just stop. Recycle houses turn into bars. Wi-Fi connection everywhere. You may think it's the first world, but it's the third. No need to speak Spanish in this place.
If you want isolation
from current affairs, or if you want to eat something other than beef and empanadas,
living in Palermo,
inflated prices and ethnic food,
living in Palermo,
Palermo Soho and Hollywood High,
and Palermo Viejo,
got to understand which one is which. I get confused.
BA Cast.
BA Cast.
BA Cast.
Noah Love from Portland, Maine, sent in this email last week. Quote, "Today, as I was walking my dog the day after Christmas in Portland, Maine, I forgot to take a grocery store bag with me to pick up the shit. While I stood in fear, hoping I would escape without being spotted, normally I'm really good about doing this as I feel it is my obligation to clean up after my dog. Unlike Buenos Aires, if a neighbor happens to be looking out their window and sees your dog shitting on their grass or a grassy strip nearby, expect that they will come running. If your dog shits in front of a group of people passing by and you aren't bent over with a plastic bag around your hand, you should also expect to be confronted and even humiliated."
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. People will scream at you for that shit in the States. Are you kidding me? You'll get a fine. If a policeman sees you, you'll get a fine. Hundreds of dollars for that. It's not only littering,
Can't you get away with it? Can't you get away with that?
Sure you can get away with it if you're not seen.
But if you take your dog out in the middle of the night, do they have CCTV?
If you're not seen, then you're good to go.
But can you be reported by a neighbor?
Of course. Yes.
How did they prove?
Especially if it happens repeatedly. Only if it happens repeatedly, I mean.
How do you prove
that? Why do you have to be so deviant?
We found this on My Buenos Aires Travel Guide, and they are informing about the beaches of Playa de Buenos Aires that will be open. Of course, Buenos Aires does not have a coastline or a seaside or a shore.
Even though it sits on a fucking river.
Yeah, but until the 1970s, my parents would swim in the Rio de la Plata, but ever since the early 1970s, they prohibited to swim, to bathe in the Rio de la Plata because of pollution.
Because it's that polluted. Is it that they want to keep dumping stuff, or is that, it really just stayed that polluted? To me, it's that they want to keep dumping stuff. All right, so from January 6th to February 28th, Buenos Aires Beach, or Buenos Aires Beach, if you are fair. An oasis
or
for
a Spanish speaker. It's difficult for us to learn that.
No, just fair. An oasis for those residents and visitors who have to spend the summer in the city in the style of the artificial beaches installed in other major cities around the world.
But they're going to have showers. So if you are sunbathing and all of a sudden you are estás muriendo de calor, you can go and take a quick shower in these beaches that are located on two places in the city. One in the north, Parque de los Niños. Where the hell is that? Well, it's near...
Read my mind. Is that south of Rivadavia?
No, it's north of Rivadavia. It's in Núñez. It's, north of the domestic airport. You just keep going along the Costanera Avenue and where the Buenos Aires beaches are. And then the south one is in Parque Roca, which is really far off if you don't have a car. Near the limit. It's near the Riachuelo and the General Paz.
Kind of horrible. Like, all they have is hot ass sand and chairs and a couple of showers. Like, why would you want to go there?
The United States donated 200 trees to Buenos Aires City to mark the bicentennial, the 200 years of the Revolution of May. And yesterday, the mayor of Buenos Aires, Macri, and the U.S. ambassador in Argentina, Vilma Martinez, inaugurated the Bicentennial Paseo de Bicentennial Drive. What would that be?
Paseo would be like a path.
This also means that Macri and Martinez show themselves together after the WikiLeaks scandal revealed that Martinez spoke badly of Macri. This is located in Figueroa Alcorta and... Well, it's on Figueroa Alcorta.
BA Cast. The
Buenos Aires podcast.
Okay, what do we have as a top five for this week?
The top five missing or scarce or inexistent things in Argentina this week. Number five. Why is it we don't have gas in the city? Why does it cost more than the States? I don't get it. Thank God I don't drive.
Number four.
Electricity. Oh my God. Another thing kind of essential to living in a city.
Puesto número tres.
Banknotes. Again, kind of essential to living in the city.
Number two.
Silence.
Yeah, this is in connection with an article published by the BBC that confirms that Buenos Aires is the noisiest city in Latin America, which reflects previous findings by the World Health Organization. It comes fourth at a world level Tokyo, and
I was
Nagasaki.
Gonna say, New York had to be way, way up there.
Number one. Y el puesto número uno.
Well, why don't we just put ice as number one?
Because ice not missing.
It is missing. Are you kidding me? I had to go to four fucking estaciones de servicio.
Ah, okay, well,
but to buy ice.
Yeah, well, but of course, I mean, if you want to buy a massive bag of ice,
a massive bag, 1.5 kilo bag,
you do it at home. What do you have the cubeteras for?
If I go the quinta, I don't have cubeteras.
Comprar, dos mangos vale, 2 pesos
yeah,
each.
But if you have a fucking sign that says ice, why don't you sell it?
BA Cast. The Buenos Aires podcast.
Dale significa okay.
No, it also means come on.
Yeah, but in this case, in BA Cast context, it means okay.
So every time you say dale, I'm going to interpret that as okay.
Okay.
Dale.
Dale. Grabamos.
But you just said that and I didn't get to go.
No, this is a different dale. It's like boludo.
Oh my God.
The dale.
See, you don't like rules. You see what I'm saying?
No.
You can't adhere to a set of
and
rules.
You don't like subtlety. You cannot appreciate subtlety.
What do you
guys
mean? I don't appreciate subtlety.
I mean, your society.
Tell me what the subtlety is all about. Is that why you have the yellow before the green also?
Come on, Dan,
to be subtle?
I don't want to finish the year bullshitting. Let's do a sign off. Let's do a decent sign off.
Sign off!
In January, we'll be dealing with various expressions with bolas or balls.
The red tape cutter giving legal advice for expats.
And as from the first week of January, we will be introducing a new style of show.
Shorts. BA Cast short. And that's not fair wearing Bermudas.
I would never do that.
Yeah, no, never. Not even if it was 1,000 degrees out.
In January also, we will have guest chamucheros Paul Strubble from the United States.
And he's a big, big time chamuchero.
Also, Alan Seabright from the United Kingdom. And all of us will be talking about...
The United what?
The United Kingdom.
Never heard of it.
The UK.
What, I don't understand.
Great Britain?
No. What language do they speak there?
Is the English-speaking country where people are much, much cooler than the United States people? And
what?
Educated?
What? Well, maybe educated, yeah. Is that why you speak such funny English?
Yeah, because the only English you could learn here was the British one until the 1990s. When everybody started thinking that it was good for business. To learn American English.
They only started thinking that in the 90s. I love it. It took them a little while.
And the chow tune.
We wanted to welcome 2011 with an up-tempo, cheerful song. And if there's a genre in Argentina that's both things, that's cuarteto, the most popular dance in the province of Córdoba.
And like porteños with tango, practically all cordobeses do cuarteto and they're very proud of that.
They wouldn't be happy, however, with the artist we chose to introduce the genre to BA Cast, but we're playing him because he's the one who made cuarteto popular in BA about 10 years ago.
The late Rodrigo may not be the most representative of the genre, but his songs were smash hits that are nowadays staples of any casamiento or wedding.
Here's Rodrigo in a live version with Yerba Mala.
Or Bad Weed. ¡Feliz Año Nuevo, che!
¡Vamos todavía!
Ya llegó la música que puede, el sangre de mi Córdoba que te mueve. Ya llegó la música que puede, somos la hierba mala que nunca muere. Ya llegó la música que puede, el sangre de mi Córdoba que te mueve. Ya llegó la música que puede, somos la hierba mala que nunca muere. Ya llegó. Cuarteto, vamos, todo como.
soy aburrido, estoy encerrado en mi dolor. Que olvide lo que me ha ocurrido, que no le guarde tanto rencor. Me dices que la culpa no tengo, que algo nuevo en tu vida soy. Yo sé que tengo tus besos, pero he olvidado.
You remember that? The seventh planet in the Hoth system.
You know, I used to always used to think they were saying the Hot system.
The Hot, like.
Yeah, and I was like, but that planet is of ice. That's not hot.
Qué boludo.
Yeah. Well, how do you know that Hoth and Tatooine are names of... Well, yeah, because you had subtitles. I never watched it with subtitles.
I mean, it's not in subtitles. In the opening, it says, in the opening of The Empire Strikes Back.
I don't read those things.
You